Rob, how have you been?
Guys, nothing has changed for you.
Can we be careful with that one?
Motherfucker, sit down, shut up, stay in your own lane.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that memo.
This guy comes into your house as a guest and then takes a giant shit on your living room floor.
Right? I can't blame you because after all this time, I should have just trusted you without saying.
Cappy's got a jar of peanut butter there somewhere. The only way that dog could tolerate him.
I'm too tall for that.
Fuck it, I don't give a shit.
And there goes the monetization.
Birth control makes women unattractive and crazy.
The fuck?
Red evening. It's better than work.
Snake, are you okay? Snake?
Oh, man. Dude, that has to be one of the best little video snippets that I've ever seen. Nuclear Cadillo did a great job with that.
Yeah. Thanks to Nuke for that one. It's been almost a year since Nuke came on for the first time. You know that? This might be it, actually.
I wasn't aware of it. I have no idea. That's fucking cool. But yeah, when he put that up there and gave it to me, I was just like, oh man, that's fucking great. Because yeah, I'm going to be using that a lot in 2024. I've already... You know, not with his video per se, but like I said earlier tonight on Twitter, I'm like, 2024 is going to be year of the block because I'm over it. I'm not going to try to reason or mock or ridicule. It's like, if you're going to be an idiot and say stupid shit, you just get the block. I can't. Life's too short. I got shit to do. And so block. Then you're gone. You're gone forever.
I'm mostly just mute.
Well, and yeah. I did that, dude. I've done that for a few years now. And yet I still see quote tweets. I still see all kinds of shit. I see shit in the replies where this was from an account you muted. And it's like, oh, these fucking retards are still there. That's where I'm like, wait, how can I fix this block? Then I don't see quote tweets. I don't see replies. I don't see any of it. And if they want to go on and say, hey, it's your boy. Hey, y'all, it's your boy. And do a 5-minute daring video about me blocking them. Hey, you know what? More power to you. How's
in his defense?
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
All right, play devil's advocate.
I don't know the guy.
Hey, by his own admission and his own words, he didn't know me either, but he decided to be a Spurg. But okay, go on, continue.
It's, and you see multiple accounts do that. It's kind of like the victory parade and look at me, I got blocked. And blah,
well,
blah, blah.
And that's all it is. It was his weird flex. And then he got dogpiled on because he decided to flex. I didn't even know it was a thing until I heard about it later. And then I had to go back and look and I'm like, oh my God, this is hysterical. That's when I realized, man, I don't give a shit about, I don't want to give him the satisfaction. That's when I realized the truth that it's like, it's not a reflection on me. It's a reflection on you. You're the one, oh, he's weird and soft or whatever bullshit. Dude, that says more about you than it does me because now I've realized it, Jack. I've been blocked a lot, okay? Sometimes I never interacted with them, but I see that, oh, this is from, you know, an account that blocked you. Oh, I don't know who this is, you know? And I'm not even going to say, I'm not going to be so grandiose to say that I made a list. No, I'm not that important. I'm not that special. Chances are I replied to somebody and they saw it and said, this guy's a douche. And so they blocked me. That's fine. But out of all the blocks that I do know of, and I've had several, dude, I earned every one of those blocks. You don't see me parading it and, wow, you know, this guy's weird and soft or that chick's got thin skin or whatever. I don't fucking care. If anything, I'm like, yep, I deserved it. It was coming. I knew it. If anything, I make fun of myself and I make a little fun of them where I'm like, oh, gee, what did I say? And I laugh because I know goddamn well what I said. Of course it set them off. That was the point.
He's just playing the internet game. The only problem. The issue is he played the internet game with somebody, and not to diss you.
No.
But who isn't shit.
Right. That's the point. He decided to take on someone who's fucking nobody. Chest Rockwell, who's in the chat, has more goddamn followers than I do. I'm fucking nobody. And he decided to punch, you know, down or up or whatever. And fucking he got called out for it because everybody saw what it was. It's like, oh, you're flexing and going for clout. And then he doubled down with his 5-minute video where he deered, as Chess said, a guy deering for 5 minutes to a part-time carny in his parasocials. LOL, L-O-M-A-L even. And it's like, wow. Yeah, that's what I found hysterical about the whole thing. It's like, dude, you're getting all fucking bent out of shape over someone who's nobody.
And that's the issue with like playing the internet game. It's like, if you, let's say, were a huge account or whatever, then it might have worked. But it comes down to wine more places post of clowns ain't fucking funny.
Right.
Where you have a rando online. And it's just, like I said, like the kid is just starting out and he still kind of has that ego investment where he needs to prove himself. The problem is he was trying to prove himself to the wrong crowd.
Well,
like, nobody cares.
Well, and if, like Archwinger said, okay, if he had decided to make a 5-minute video showcasing a skill or something else, something of, you know, what we call quote unquote value, you know, that would have been him rising above it. That, oh, hey, look, you know, here's a skill. Here's something I learned. You know, like Nuke likes to do, you know, get drunk and play the piano. Okay, whatever. That would have been more beneficial to him than, am I the bad guy? That's the point. It was pure cringe, which is why he'll forever be on my channel to one degree or another. I'm taking one from Ryan. I've made little snippets and clips of this guy. This guy's not going anywhere because it's hysterical to me.
It's like I said, it is like I am like far away from all this. And I kind of just see it for what it is. It's like, ah, he's playing the internet game. He played it with the wrong people. Hopefully he'll learn. Like, go look up Why More Please is Men Without Frame and the shit they say, or it's like, yeah, you're
that dude, like, that besides the hey y'all, it's your boy, those were my two favorite parts of his little video. The hey y'all, it's your boy, it was like, oh my god, it's a stereotype. Okay, he looks like the fuck boy. He's jacked, he's got kind of long hair, he's got the fucking chest tattoo. All right, I'm like, wow, stereotypes are for real. And then, you know, later in the video, which I used in the intro, he's showcasing Ryan's books, specifically Frame. And it's like, well, clearly you haven't fucking read this thing. You know, if you had, you wouldn't have done this fucking video.
It comes... What I'm trying to do with this whole situation is kind of turn it into an actionable podcast.
Oh, I can already tell you the action. Shut the fuck up.
Well, I mean, that it's like I said, I don't know the kid. I have nothing.
I don't either.
But what I mean to say is that what am I trying to say here, Rob?
I don't know.
It's strangers online who have. Oh yeah, that's where I was going with this. It kind of comes back to what quote unquote. TRP, not even the TRP, and I know I'm a bit of a gatekeeper there, purist. What TRP on YouTube has become, where the whole clowns aren't funny shit has been thrown out of the window, and now everybody who has something against TRP needs to be debated, where it's like, no, that was the whole point that people, it wasn't per se the point, but you could guess, you could put money on it that people would disagree with it.
And the whole point thereof was, well, can you deal with it? People disagree with you. So what? Is it helpful for you? Yes. Then why do you care that somebody disagrees with it? And a lot of people didn't get that lesson. It's like, oh, you disagree with it. I need to correct him. No, that's the thing. That's your ego talking. Take the ego out of it.
Shut the fuck up.
Take the ego out of it. You don't need to disagree with it. You don't need to correct somebody. It's not about that. Take your ego out of it. That was the thing. Hey, Nuke, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you too.
Daniel wants me to show the video. I'd have to pull it up.
No, I don't.
Not the whole 5 minutes. I'm not going to do that. I'm just thinking the, hey, it's your boy, or the, you know, I bought your books, Ryan.
But just take your ego out of it and move on. Or if you really are bothered with it, like, I wouldn't like it if Ryan blocked me. I'm like, no. But like, I would discuss that in private. Like, okay, apparently I did something. What's up? But in the age of social media, nothing is private. The age of social media, nothing is private. But since we have that little spiel, Bob, how have you been?
It's been a long fucking week. Not bad, just long. It's the same old shit. But like I tweeted tonight, I had a coworker with me today. He was helping me do the route because it was a beast. Okay. And he and I are sitting there in the truck going down the road, going to different stops. And from my end, it was nonstop bantering and shit talking with this guy. Okay. Just to see, is he cool or not? And to give the fucker credit, man, he never let me see him sweat. Okay. He just took it and he laughed. He agreed and amplified, doing all the shit that you do with women. Where I'm like, oh, fuck, this guy's all right.
That's what he should have done. It's like people called him a retard. He should have just retweeted it and be like, hey, I might not be the brightest, but I do know I can handle a computer.
Right. Or you know, yeah, I ate the green crayon. I get it. Yeah, whatever. That's the point. But I left the
purple one on the side.
Right. That's the point. Then I would have been like, oh, you know what? Maybe this guy ain't half bad. But instead, he doubled down and fucking went down the rabbit hole. And here we are. Okay. That's what I mean. It's like, if I fuck around with you, I'm checking you out to see, like, are you cool? Can you hang? Do you get it? And either you do, and then I'm going to be like, oh, he's cool. Or nope, he's thin-skinned and butthurt.
They take Rolo's iron rule of never self-deprecate to the max. But it's like, there's a difference between self-deprecation, actually talking yourself down, or taking a criticism and owning it. Or in a humorous way, dealing with it. Like, it's
a form of deflection, okay? All the guys I deal with, dude, I get called homo and fag and you name it, man.
Hold up, before you go on.
And there goes the monetizing.
Well, there's that.
StreamYard's being slow lately.
Apparently. Hey, Bull Rush is talking to you, though.
Bull Rush for the $5 super chat. Thank you very much for the $5. I appreciate it, Bull. It's your boy, Straight Razor, coming Q1 2020.
Dude, we had a talk about this last night, and I'm telling all you fuckers right here and now, if and when he makes that razor, I get first dibs. Just saying, because I will showcase that motherfucker. It'll be a work of art and glory.
By God. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, you're the guy at work.
Yeah. I was just nonstop all day just throwing shit at this guy. I mean, there came a point he was like, no, pull over here. And I was like, oh, is your vagina hurting or what? You know, I was giving him shit. I mean, I was brutal, dude. And he just took it off the cuff. Just was like, whatever. Water off the back of a duck. He laughed, even, you know, kind of self-deprecated a little bit, not overly, but he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, my vagina's tingling, that kind of shit, you know. It was something where I'm like, okay, this guy's all right. He's okay. He's not sitting over there going,
That's the ego.
Yeah. Okay. He was just like, oh man, yeah, it's my vagina. I'm hurting right now. Can you still pull over here? And it's like, all right, fine. You know, that's the point.
You could have pressure flipped that so well. Well, it doesn't have sand in it, but it is getting kind of tingly by the way you talk to me.
Dude, you have no idea the shit that goes on in these trucks some days. But I realized, you know, I'm bantering with him and he took it and rolled with it and he bantered back and it just kind of escalated. And I was like, okay, fine. You know, I'll fucking pull over here, you fucking pussy. You know, and he's like, thanks, man. I appreciate that because, yeah, I don't think my asshole or my vagina could handle it. You know, and it's like, all right, this dude gets it. You know, he's all right in my book. He wasn't all like, dude, shut up. You know, I hang on while I live stream this to TikTok for 5 minutes and say, am I the bad guy here? Because this guy's over here calling me a vagina.
It reminds me of, when was this? This was 2 weeks ago? Maybe last week. No, 2 weeks ago. During Rule Zero, was it? Rolo was talking Destiny and blah, blah, blah. And apparently, you don't care about this, but it's getting somewhere. Apparently, Destiny's wife left him for some twink. And Rolo just goes like, if you see the guy who she left him for, he makes Jack Napier look masculine. And I'm like, huh? What? Like, it took me a moment. I'm like, hey, actually pretty funny. I didn't have a comeback. I was like, huh? Like, oh, you know what? Jack Napier, twinks make him look masculine.
That's what I mean. You know, you're not going emergency podcast. I need to do a 2-hour stream about how Rolo fucking defamed me.
Just because I'm not on roids doesn't mean I'm not masculine.
Right. What are you saying, Rolo? You saying I'm not jacked?
I've always said I like the heroin addicted rock star look more without the heroin.
Well, yeah, no, dude, that's the legit look. It's no, the Brad Pitt look from Fight Club. And you can't tell me from a, you know, a fictional movie perspective that he wasn't strung out. Because he was. The fucking guy had no sleep. He was strung out.
Oh, man, it's those Hollywood actors' diets. I've seen that. Even what Hugh Jackman is going through. It's like, dude, for God's sake, why do you torture yourself so much? But I think that's mostly because they're on such a short time span where they
right.
pull that
shit. They've got like 3 months to get into shape or fit the physique, and then we have to film.
Yeah. Space Dude for $5. Space Dude for $5. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. If we're going to mention Archwinger, let's reference his most famous post. Anyone unwillingly blocked is a great victim. How dare you? No podcast ass. He means every unhappy wife is a great victim. That's the one he means.
Oh, I understand what he's talking about. I get it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of vagina tingles, I need to go pee-pee.
Okay, go pee-pee. I'll talk to the chat. Chest is here. Chest, Bull, Uncle Hector, Banter ABC, Booty Scratch, Jesus Christ. I don't know half you motherfuckers in here. So if this was my channel, I would be showcasing, you know, my highlights, you know, the highlight reel. Hey, y'all, it's your boy. Ryan, I bought your books. I'd be doing all that shit right now because I'm not above this. I'm just not. I'm an asshole. I'm vindictive. I'm spiteful. And I'm a sadist. And I like to watch people suffer. And this guy twisted on his own fucking vine and he hung himself. Because I've had people reach out and they're like, dude, what the fuck? And it's like, dude, he fucking hung himself. This had nothing to do with me. He wanted to go there thinking he was going to get what? Internet likes and sympathy. And yet there was even a guy, I don't even know who it was. Some dude was like, shut up, fag. And I was just like, oh man, this is the part. Either you need to learn to roll with it. You can take the hits, the banter, the bullshit that guys will throw at you. Cause it's a fitness test. We want to see, like, are you know, like the whammon. You know, those whammon the who ain't shit. They shit test you. Well, guys do too. They, you know, we do as well. We do it as well. It's a fitness test. Are you cool? Do we see you sweat? Do you get butt hurt? And if you do, you're done. You're fucking done. Now, you won't know it, except that guys will be nothing but polite. They'll just be like, oh, hey, man, how's it going? That's it. If you're lucky. Otherwise, you're going to be like, man, I was, you know, hanging out with these dudes and all of a sudden they stopped talking to me. Or all they do is talk about the weather. Or, hey, did you see the game? But they don't invite you out for beers. They don't be like, hey, man, we're all having a get together. You should come. No, you don't get the invite. Okay. This is no different. We shit test or fitness test or whatever vernacular you want to throw at it to see, are you cool? Are you okay? Can you handle my shit? And if you can't, you're done. That's what this is. And that's what having frame is. Frame is not a tool. It's not a tactic. It's not something in your arsenal that you pull out when, oh, well, this chick said this, so I need to use frame. No, frame is the foundation. It's where you start and where you end. Everything else is layered on top of it.
It's the internalization of what you want and knowing how to deal with behavior that for you is unacceptable. Like you said, it isn't a tool.
No, it's
the frame in and of itself isn't the tool.
The foundation upon which everything else rests. That's all frame is.
And like you can think like, oh, if I deflect and everything, she'll behave. It's like, no, it doesn't work like that.
That's not frame.
That's a covert contract.
Yep.
It's like, it doesn't work like that. It is up to you whether the response, whether the reaction requires a response.
Well, throw Chest's latest comment in there. He got it. It's you. It's how you interact with the world. It's the foundation. It's the alpha and omega of you. That's it. That's all frame is, and yet most guys fuck that up and think it's a tactic or a tool or a trick or a tip. No, it's the very foundation of who you are. That's what frame is. That's why it's called frame, because everything goes inside of it.
I've said that about you, the 5'4" man with a 6-foot frame.
Right.
Isn't that you? You really have that. I was like, I wouldn't have guessed you were 5'4" when you were walking next to me.
Right.
Maybe when I looked to the side and I couldn't see you.
Yeah, you're looking, where'd Rob go? Oh, there you are.
And then just you weren't like wearing the
picture I took of you and me when you came out of the fucking airport in Jersey.
Yeah.
Or in Philadelphia, actually.
That's you're not that tall, neither are you.
That's right. That's it. It's frame is who you are. It's the foundation of everything else. And everything else is a tool that you layer on top of the frame or within the frame. But the frame is the foundation. It's not a tip, trick, a hack, a tool, a tactic. You know, oh, I lost frame. Dude, you never had frame. You can't lose frame. Just like, oh, there's a crisis in masculinity. Wait, I've always been masculine. I've always been a guy. I've always been a male. I've always been a man. I never lost my masculinity. Where did this thing go? What the fuck are you guys talking about? Masculinity and frame are the same thing in my opinion, in my book. It's like, no, it's who I am. I wake up every day, I look in the mirror and go, I'm a man, you know?
I do think you can lose frame.
How?
When emotional investment gets, when you are so emotionally invested into somebody and they pull the rug out from under you and you're not prepared for that. And then like you let emotionality get the best of you.
I disagree.
That's where you get the, I used to be alpha.
I understand. I understand. But I'm gonna respectfully disagree with you. Mm-hmm. And here's why, okay? You're saying that, you know, the person lost frame. No, you didn't. The frame's still there. You didn't lose it. You forgot it. You got caught up. You got emotional, whatever. And that's okay. Okay. You lost your shit. That happens. Hey, dude, I've lost my shit countless times. I've never lost my frame. It's not something that, oh, where'd it go? What happened? No, it's still there. You just forgot it was there. Because your emotions got the better of you. That's what that is. It's not that you lost it. Okay. I personally, in my opinion, believe that you can't lose that. Kind of like masculinity. Oh, there's a crisis in masculinity. You know, people don't have any masculinity. No, they do. They just don't realize it and they haven't tapped into it. They haven't brought it forward.
I am so sick and tired of putting the sexes at each other's throats. It's like, maybe it's the idealist in me, but I'm like, look, can we just stop being at each other's throats?
Yeah, well, you know, I too wish for the same thing, but put shit in one, you know, shit in one hand and want in the other, which one fills up faster? Okay. It is what it is. But you didn't lose it just your frame.
All of it just reminds me of, what was that called? Occupy Wall Street. So this was around 2008, 2009, I believe, when Occupy Wall Street, like the banks were being bailed out and blah, blah, blah. And the little guy, the normal middle-class guy got hit hard and like the banks were bailed out and whatever. So there were huge pros. I don't even know if they were huge, by the way. But there were protests at Wall Street. And all of a sudden, that's when Black Lives Matter popped up. That's when the LGBTQ community popped up. That's when the whole feminism, female rights thing would turn to 12. It's like, it's all meant to distract from other things. And it's like, in the end, nobody's happier. And I think that always gets to me where it's like, in the end, nobody's happier. You know, no, everybody's miserable. Nobody's happy. It's like,
dude, I don't care about other people's happiness. I care about mine. That's it.
No, you're 100% right about that.
And then we go down the rabbit hole of define happiness.
Yeah.
Okay. I care about the things that matter to me of what makes me, by my definition, happy. Okay. I'm a fucking sadist, Jack. I enjoy watching people suffer, okay? People that know me long enough know that about me. I get off on other people's suffering. So that makes me happy.
Oh, so that's why we're friends.
Exactly. You're like the masochist, and I get to watch you twist, okay? It's great. That's what I mean with it. If you want to start throwing around the word happiness, because plenty of women do it. That's why they say, I'm not happy. And I'm looking at it going, well, you just haven't been choked hard enough, have you?
Jesus.
You know, that's what I mean. We're making a container word out of happiness. It's just, what do you want? And that's what you go for. And all I figure for me is, I'm going to go for what I want. Ideally, throw an idealist out there. Ideally, I'm not going to harm others. But if it does, oh well. They can either get out of the way or go under the wheels if they get in the way. Doesn't mean I don't care. My ex-wife, I still care about her. I don't wish ill will on her. I don't wish her death. But at the same time, get the fuck out of my way. And if she suffers because she gets in the way, more power to me. I enjoy the suffering.
Dark. Real quick, Mitch, member for 14 months.
Dude, that's a good time frame.
Thank you very much for the 14 months of support, Mitch. Really appreciate it. Used to be alpha is I fell to my level of training.
Yeah, that's not wrong.
No,
talk to the chat for a sec, Rich or Jack. I'll be right back.
No, okay. Let's see. JBB, howdy, degenerates. Good to see you, sir. Danny Arnold, hello. Good to see you, sir.
Problem is, in the debate space, people are saying people are unhappy in marriage, yet they confirm happiness is hard to measure. That's the thing. And that's kind of what I mean, where it's like the more you focus on what could go wrong, the less you focus on what is right, kind of thing. And that's where you have guys who watch a lot of those podcasts. That becomes their frame of reference instead of what's looking in front of them. Actual human being. It's like, you know, you need to respond to what's in front of you and not what you imagine, kind of thing. And that's why I always hate that whole narrative of this is in crisis, that is in crisis. And as a man, it's like, first of all, don't tell me what I need to do as a man. That is up to me to decide what I will and will not do, kind of thing. And Nuke and I have talked about this as well, where most of marketing these days is appealing to people's insecurities and there was another one. Fears and insecurities. Like, you're miserable because you don't have this. Buy this. It's truck nut masculinity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
Got that from Ryan years ago. It was either Ryan or Chest. One of the two.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I remember Ryan calling it Miller Lite masculine. And the takeaway I got from that was all these guys, it's that meme that's the starter kit. You know, it's the guy with the jacked truck and the John Deere hat and the Miller Lite beer and the Copenhagen chew and all that shit. It's the same shit.
Nuke said it best. This is one of my favorite Nuclear Caldelio quotes, in all honesty. He's like, you already have your revenge fantasy and you're not going to like it.
Yep.
And that's dark, but it's so true. Where it's like, no, you already have it, but you're not going to like it. And this counts for guys as well.
Oh, absolutely. Well, like I've said, there's no comeuppance. That's, you know, for me, again, because going back to the idea of frame, It's what affects me, what impacts me, what impacts Jack or Chest or any of these guys in the chat. While I don't wish ill will on any of you, same time, whatever's going on in your life is not my fucking problem, okay? I don't care, ultimately. I may care on a high surface level that, oh man, you know, my boy is suffering. Man, that sucks. Thoughts and prayers to you. But I'm going to just go on with my life because ultimately it has nothing to do with me. Mm. I'm not your savior. I'm not here to fucking fundraise a campaign for you to get you out of whatever bullshit you're in. It's like, oh man, that sucks. Okay.
It comes back to it. I don't know. I've been quoting Nuke a lot tonight. And we did a show this past week. And he mentioned like, yeah, and you have guys looking up to us. And I couldn't help but laugh.
Looking up to us. Who's we?
Just normal guys making failures. A lot of failures.
Yeah. That's what swapping notes is beyond, you know, hey, I tried this out with this chick and this is what I got from it. And hey, give it a shot. Your mileage may vary. Going beyond even intrasexual or intersexual dynamics. All right, let's get into the intrasexual. It's a couple of guys sitting around shooting the shit going, man, life sucks. Yeah, man, I hear you. And a bunch of other dudes in the chat or in the replay going, man, I'm there too. And if you benefit from it, great. Cool. I'm actually happy. That's fantastic. But in the end, I don't care. My life is mine and yours is yours. And if you're, you know, facing bankruptcy, that sucks. I hope it works out for you. But am I going to, I need to donate $20 to his get me out of bankruptcy GoFunder. No, that $20, man, I can buy a fucking cheeseburger with that. Fuck that shit. My lunch.
That's one hell of a cheeseburger, though.
Dude, you haven't had one of the double Whoppers from Burger King, have you?
Sir.
Oh, here we go. Here we fucking go. Go right ahead.
Not only have I had the double Whopper, sir.
Sir.
We go triple or we go home.
Oh, okay, Jack.
I, unlike you,
You're the the 6 foot quadruped bovine consumer.
Quadrupine.
All right, dude, you've cast the gauntlet. When you come to Salt Lake, I'm taking you to Ben's Burger Bar. And I'm saying it right here. I'm throwing the gauntlet down. Here's the challenge. Here's the WWF shit. If you can eat the quadruple and the fries and the drink, I will buy it.
Can I choose the drink?
Well, you can have whatever fucking drink you want, but you have to consume the whole beverage and the fries and the burger. And I'll pay for it. But time limits, you have to eat the whole fucking thing. I mean, if it takes you 2 hours, go fuck yourself. So we'll say 30 minutes, but it's the
challenge accepted.
All right, motherfucker. We'll see.
I demand a trial by combat.
Let's put it this way. I've seen bigger guys than you fail that challenge.
And you know what?
I have yet had to pay for that challenge. But I'm willing to pay for it. I'll go on air about it and be like, yep, I had to buy Jack his burger. I'll do it. I have no shame. I have no fucking ego in that respect. But at the same time, if you can't eat all of it, the burger, the fries and the drink, dude, you're not alpha.
I've heard that so many times. We went to like you can eat spare ribs, and I remember I got the first tray, which has three racks. Waitress comes, oh, do you want another rack? I'm like, have a rack, I want to know a whole new plate. She looks at me like, excuse you? I'm like, yeah, it's all you can eat, right? I was like, okay, second plate of three racks of ribs. Good. She comes back, like, did you enjoy? I'm like another. Oh, one rack? I'm like, no. The whole plate. Three racks.
What a flex. That's all and I'm going to say. What a flex, Jack. Jesus.
At a certain point, my friends look at me and like, you know, I could go for a fourth, but now I'm at that point where I'm like, contentful. You know that feeling where it's like you're contentful. Now, the only thing is, though, I will honestly say, I didn't eat the fries and things like that with. So if that burger is equal to to 9 racks of ribs, we might have an issue.
Oh, wow. What a flex.
And I remember leaving and I look at the waitress. I'm like, why were you so surprised by that? It's like, I have had guys come in here or like 3 times your size and they couldn't even finish half. I'm like, And then I just walked up.
I'll buy your fucking burger and we can talk on the show and I can say I too have been humbled by the bottomless pit of stomach that is known as Jack.
Sir, it is pronounced Coke Light, not Light Coke. Coke Light.
Yeah, that was the best. Can I have a Coke Light? And the fucking bartender, she looks at him like, the fuck? What's a Coke Light? And I'm like, sorry, darling. He means a Diet Coke.
What was her name again? Jasmine or something?
Yes, it was Jasmine. Pleasant. She had the fucking dragonfly without the head tattoo on her arm. It was great.
Such a pleasant girl to hang out with.
The whole tattoo of the dragonfly without a head story was fucking phenomenal. Yeah.
In all honesty, I can't remember what the actual story was. I only remember it's like you two sat there at like 11 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, yeah, we were drinking early because it's 5 a.m. over in the Netherlands.
And I was sitting there with my Diet Coke and I was like...
Yeah, your Coke Light, let's get that right.
Coke Light. I was the most energized of all of them and you were going for a second round. And I'm like, oh, can I have another one? And she looks at you two, it's like, is he allowed another one?
Right. Well, you know, this is coming from the same guy that the first night of us, you know, the first morning after that, you know, Jack, you know, fell asleep at 9 o'clock. Me and Vince stayed up till like 3. And then Jack comes in with his Dunkin' Donuts coffee, you know, police kicking doors and we're threatening murder. And then I come downstairs when I finally wake up. like at 10 a.m. because Jack's been up for like 5 hours and he's sitting there watching TV and shit. And I come down and I go to the fridge and crack a beer and he's like, really? And I'm like, motherfucker, this is the breakfast of champions. How do you get to my age without the breakfast of champions? And here we are. This is why we can, this between me and Jack, kids, this is banter. This is, I'm throwing shit at him. He's throwing shit at me. He's not getting butt hurt. I'm not getting butt hurt. We're agreeing and amplifying each other to the point of hysteria. This is how I know, oh, Jack can hang. Jack's cool. Jack gets it. This is why he's my friend. This is why he's my brother.
I wouldn't say I completely get it. I still have a lot to learn.
And he's humble too. Just let him tell you how humble he is.
In fact, I am so humble you wouldn't even understand.
Mm-hmm.
Say whatever you want, but I love that Trump quote. Like, you're not very known to be humble. Not humble. In fact, I'm so humble you probably won't understand. It's like,
that's the point. You know, this is why I love Jack, is the fact that we can sit here after almost 4 years now and we can still banter and talk shit and throw shade at each other, and neither one of us take each other seriously. Just like you guys shouldn't be taking women seriously, especially women you're not fucking. Especially women.
Do not. I repeat, do not listen to women.
There you go. That dude, that was phenomenal. I love that.
Okay. Sorry about that.
No, that was fucking fantastic. That was perfect. That's a new one. Damn, you've been waiting all goddamn night to throw that out there, haven't you?
He's over there. Yes, I have. Because I'm the guy who eats, you know, quadruped bovine.
But anyway, guys, seriously, this is why Jack's my boy. Because, dude, I can throw shit at him, which is what happened when he came over here and he showed up. It was a nonstop shit test. And he bantered and I bantered and we called each other a couple of fags and then we hugged and it was very homo. And yet here we are.
I was afraid to sleep at night.
And he had every reason and right to be afraid.
The bed and that in that Airbnb was so comfortable. It was so comfortable.
Yeah. Mine was pretty good too.
It's like, oh,
it wow. wasn't as good as if you hadn't have been snuggled up next to me.
But... Sir, I'll have you know I am very soft skin.
Well, I wouldn't know, but you wouldn't give me a chance.
And skin serum keeps you young.
Well, I think I'm probably a little a day late and a dollar short, but okay.
Try it.
Maybe. I don't know. It sounds a little too gay for me, but okay.
For you? By God, man. You'd think AIDS isn't even gay enough for you.
Oh, look at this motherfucker growing here. Says the guy who, you know, hung out with Freddie Mercury. But hey, anyway.
Freddie Mercury? The guy
you're like, who's he? Who's Freddie Mercury? Dude, go watch Queen. Jesus.
I know. And I know, like, did I miss something?
Yes, you did.
I don't have a friend with a mustache like that.
Ah, there we go. You didn't really miss much then.
No. I had a coworker once.
JWP, I am not a power bottom. I am the top.
Topping from the bottom.
No, that's you. You're the power bottom.
I am the man behind the throne.
You're the man in the throne, I'll tell you what. But that's the thing. See, this is the shit. You throw shit, they throw shit back. You're like, that's all fucking good. Because, you know, you have frame. This is how guys that are well-adjusted, or at least somewhat well-adjusted, interact not only online, but in real life. This is how they interact with each other.
I don't have frame, I ain't shit.
Right? But that's it. If you don't have frame, you make 5-minute videos about, am I the bad guy? Okay. Trying to, you know, like Chess said, you know, you make a 5-minute video to a part-time carny in his parasocials.
Am I
LOL. LMAOL, even. It's like, dude, guys. And here's the thing. Here's the probably the most important part about all that. If you cannot fucking banter and shit talk with another man, you're never going to get anywhere with a woman.
I've said that before. If you can't open up the old man in the register line, don't even try with a woman you're into. And that right. is not... Some guys will interpret that as like, oh, should I game an old man? No, you fucking idiot.
That's a guy that has no frame.
You need to learn to be socially capable. That's even it. Like with the girl at the register, even if you don't care, it's like, oh, busy day today when you look around. Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. It's not that bad. It's like, well, got a long day ahead of you. Well, actually, I'm free in 1 hour. Well, you know what? You go enjoy your day. Have fun and good luck the rest. Good luck that last hour. Oh, thank you, sir. No problem. Wait, small, little, tall. That's it. That's all you're going to do.
It's all banter. That's all flirting is. Flirting is banter, except in, you know, bantering is what you do with the boys. You know, hey, y'all, it's your boy here. You banter with the guys, you flirt with the girls. But there's really no difference other than it's a woman and you're a guy. That's the difference. That's it. You're bantering and maybe it goes somewhere and maybe it doesn't. And ultimately, in the long run, it doesn't matter. Oh, well, I fucked her or you didn't. So who gives a fuck? You know, you had a moment and it was fun. Just like me bullshitting with the guy in the truck today. All day long, which kept the day bearable, was the fact that it was nonstop shit talk. He's shit talking me, I'm shit talking him. And it made the hours just fly. And that's where I was like, oh, this guy's cool. He's
so that's what colon exploring is called these days.
That's right. Well, you would know. You invented the fucking technology.
Is that so? You know, you're older than me, remember?
Yeah, but you're the one who patented it, remember?
At least I made money off of it.
Well, good for you. How's that working out for you, bud?
I don't know. How's the streets feeling this time of year?
See, this is what I'm talking about. This is how it is. If you can crack jokes and fucking throw shade at each other and challenge each other to the quadruple duel, which, you know, bottomless pit over here going, oh, sir, I want my quadrupine boved with
Is this wide as well?
What?
Or is it just a burger?
That's actually burger your hands. No, no. Put your hands back where they were. Yeah, that's, dude, that's about it. Not okay. Including, not
day high?
Yeah, about that. Not including the fries. There you go. Not including the fries. You haven't seen their fucking fries.
Like the thick ones?
No, no, they're thin cut.
A bucket or what are we talking? Basket?
Oh, at least a bucket.
Ooh.
Oh. Now he's shitting in his fucking pants, kids.
No.
No, no, no. I am not shitting in my pants. Pass the Grey Poupon, please, because I eat quadrupine boveds. Oh, yeah. Look at that look. He's like, oh, fuck. What did I just get myself into?
No, I could do it.
Oh, here we go. Like I said,
you see me down at 2.2 pounds.
Oh, I've seen you down point. Blah, 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 blah. Challenge accepted, Jack.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, see, here we go. This is what I'm saying, kids. You have to be able to be cool with the dudes. And
you know
then,
how many
then,
people underestimated the amount I can eat?
Oh, shit. That sounds kind of like Andrew Tate, but okay, go on.
It's like, it is filling the hole inside that is called abandonment. That goes eternal.
It's an endless abyss.
You can't fill the void called an abandonment trauma. That goes beyond.
You cannot fill the void.
Are you challenging a kid with abandonment promise to an eating contest?
What do you want? Here we go.
you're like the jockey at the racetracks who bets on his own horse that everybody beats against because you know that horse is just being branded and runs faster. It's like, he'll get a stick up his ass if he doesn't run.
You, sir, have no idea what I am capable of.
I love it. See.
Oh,
Space Dude with the $5. Space Dude with the $5. Thank you very much. Jack, if I take a picture of my Rivendell set my girl bought me, do I win temporarily at no podcast ever? No. You take a picture with her and the Rivendell set, and then you dump her because the set has fucking stickers. Which woman buys a man a Lego set with stickers? Like, just dump me already. Just tell me I'm a beta male. It's like,
she
here you go, Lego.
To the streets.
It's like, here, I have a Lego set. Oh, by the way, it has stickers. Action on Verba. Judge them by their actions, not their words. If she buys you a Lego set with stickers, she hates you. If she really loved you, she would have bought you the 3-in-1 castle, Lion Knight's castle, Barracuda Bay, one of the modulars, Eldorado Fortress. I already said Lion Knight's castle, 3-in-1, but not a set with stickers. You know, if she really hates you, she would have bought you either the Lego Hogwarts train or Ninjago City Square. If I'm right, that has 3 to 4 sticker sheets. Lego, eat a dick. Lego, for real, eat a dick. The Venator, the most, like, God came down from heaven and was like, look, weebs, you want your 5,000 pieces of pure democracy? We'll give it to you. But, like my son, there's a catch. Stickers. Like, God makes a joke, everyone's crying. You have the Venator. The most pure fucking offensive material democracy has ever seen. And they gave it stickers. Bullshit. Bullshit. There goes my Christmas spirit. Bullets. The lot of you. I have no frame when it comes to stickers.
Apparently not.
No frame at all.
Oh, man. Oh, there it is.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jordan, throw up his last comment, the most recent one there. That's the one. It's that time of year when I've been receiving gifts from my plates. That reminds me of a story about 2 years ago, actually, about this time of year when I had first met the belly dancer and I was seeing a few other women too. And I went to a Christmas party with my dad and his girlfriend at the time. And my dad turns to me and he goes, well, what did you get for your girls? And I said, I'm giving them the gift of me. And he stopped and kind of pulled his head back. And he goes, well, what if they want to exchange it? Thinking he was being cute. And I just said, well, I'll just find another girl. To which I watched his eyes do the...
Oh, the Looney Tunes effect?
Yeah, you know, one eye pops out, goes back in, pops out. He had no reply to that. Because, like, it reminds me of what Jordan said. It's that time of year where I have been receiving gifts from my plates. Same thing. I'm not a big gift giver. I am the gift. And if they don't like it, that's okay. I'll find another.
That's your frame.
That's it.
That's a nice way to end it. Want to wrap it up?
Sure.
Everything Rob, robsays.net. For me, hit the like, subscribe if you haven't, comment down below your thoughts of this show. And if you want to support the channel, you can click the join button and you will get my version of the Book of Book audiobook for free and access to the Coffee Cast. Also, January is upon us. If you have, what's that called again? New Year's resolutions.
Oh, geez.
You want to start hitting the gym. Help me help you. Personal accountability program, personalized training program, diet plan, form checks, private Discord, and a monthly consultation. That's it from us. Take us out.
Meow.
See? Toodles. Oh, and a Merry Christmas from Jack and Rob.